The latest FBI crime data shows hate crimes increased in North Carolina by 12% last year. Lauren Piner teaches a Holocaust and genocide course at South Central High School in Winterville. She says Holocaust education goes beyond teaching historical facts. It also helps combat intolerance against marginalized groups.
I wish that we could say that the ideas that led to the Holocaust were relegated to the dustbins of history, but they're not. When we have synagogues in Raleigh and Cary that are getting flyers talking about death to the Jews, and we have people who are burning crosses, and we have active hate groups here in North Carolina, it becomes more important than ever that we promote tolerance and love and humanity, because dehumanization is one of the first stages of the 8 stages of genocide. And if we can teach our students to recognize that, then we can prevent things like this from happening.
Piner says Holocaust education provides other instructional opportunities that relate to today. For instance, she says teaching students about Nazi propaganda can segue into lessons on media literacy.
Today we have the 24-hour news cycle. We have radio, we have podcasts, we have social media. There's the news, there's, you know, every sort of media that you can imagine comes at us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Knowing what's real, what's factual, what's opinion is extremely important in making sure that we can have crucial, critical conversations that are civil and are based on fact, not on fallacies.
Piner helped lead a propaganda-focused Holocaust teaching workshop in Pitt County last week. At the end of the workshop, Holocaust survivor Alfred Schnoeg shared his story with about 45 South Central High School students, along with almost 30 teachers from across the region. Schnoeg says he's spoken at teaching workshops and other events across the state more than 130 times. He says teachers play an important role in fighting anti-Semitism through Holocaust education.
The reason that anti-Semitism exists, or indeed any hateful speech exists, is because people are ignorant, they don't understand, and they need to be educated.
Schnoeg, his parents, and twin brother managed to immigrate to the U.S. a little over a month before the Nazis invaded Holland, where he and his family were temporarily living after they fled Germany. Schnoeg says his grandparents and aunt died at Sobibor, one of 6 death camps in Poland. Alisara Itapodishai was one of the students who listened to Schnoeg's story. She says everyone should take advantage of opportunities to listen to firsthand accounts from survivors.
We're really lucky to live in a time period where we still do have survivors, and eventually one day there won't be any more. And everybody who learns about it then is going to be learning from secondary sources, secondary stories, which is still important. But hearing about it from someone who was actually there kind of puts things more into perspective.
The NC Council on the Holocaust organizes 8 Holocaust teaching workshops across the state each year. Each workshop typically features a Holocaust survivor as a guest speaker. Karen Klaich is with the council. She says one day there won't be any more survivors.
Some of them have children who are willing to pick up and be the second generation survivors. It's not the same. It's not the same. But what do you do? I mean, thankfully, we have the Shoah Testimony. We've got that Shoah Foundation. We have Echoes and Reflections that have recordings of the stories. But again, there's going to come a day when there are no more survivors. And so this is just a valuable time. And I wanted the kids today to understand that they were very lucky that they had a chance to hear somebody.
The FBI reports hate crimes targeting Jews rose by more than 30% last year, and most of the religious-based offenses reported in 2017 were anti-Jewish. The Southern Poverty Law Center has identified more than 30 hate groups operating in North Carolina. Klaich says her organization wants the state to require Holocaust education in schools to help reverse this trend.
There are, I think, 10 states in the United States that have that. And we just feel like we have a need because we have such a large hate group number for our state. And we have the Charlotte Jewish community, Raleigh, Wilmington, Greensboro. I mean, we have significant populations that are affected. I mean, there's a synagogue in Raleigh that's under FBI protection because people have received death threats there.
Holocaust education is included in some state course guidelines for middle school and high school students. Klaich says now that the elections are over, the council plans to move forward with efforts to encourage the State Board of Education to require Holocaust curriculum in schools. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.